Last week, Victoria's government announced a Stolen Generations Redress Scheme. $10 million will be invested to address the trauma and suffering caused by the forced removal of Aboriginal children from their families. Marcus Stewart is a Nirra Ilimbuluk man of the Tungurung Nation and co-chair of the First Peoples Assembly in Victoria, which has advocated strongly for redress.
At our first meeting of the First Peoples Assembly, we had the Premier, we had the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, and we had the Parliamentary Secretary for Treaty in the room, Daniel Andrews, Gavin Jennings and Natalie Hutchins. And one key ask for us in systemic change as we move towards treaty was a redress scheme for our Stolen Generations. That was a priority. That's what the sentiment in the room was. And we're glad to see the government take it seriously and action that.
Were you surprised, given that the Assembly's only formed last year and that conversation was so recent, to see such relatively quick action as a result of it?
No, I wasn't surprised. There's been a lot of advocacy around this, and we've had some elders that have been champions in this who are no longer with us. We've had organisations such as Connecting Homes who have been asking for this for a long time. We ask for it. We're a democratically elected body. We're a representative democracy. And, if we don't put forward clear positions of what we believe and the government don't take it seriously, I think we'd have some issues. But in this case, we've had a government that's heard our voice, have heard the voice of communities and our organisations across Victoria, and they've actioned it, they've prioritised it in unprecedented circumstances. So it's a credit that they've listened, it's a credit that the Premier's gone away and actioned this straight away.
In terms of the form that you'd like to see the scheme offer redress options, are there any priorities that the First Nations Assembly has put forward?
We haven't put forward any options. As I understand in the announcement, they've committed an amount of money to start the consultations. We're not sure what they will look like. What I understand and what I've seen the Premier commit to is that we'll play a part in that, along with many other Aboriginal organisations and Aboriginal communities across Victoria.
Have you had direct responses from Stolen Generations survivors to this announcement?
I've had a lot of conversations with members of our Stolen Generation. I think as community members, there's not that much separation from how it, has impacted us as a community, whether directly or through the vicarious trauma of what's occurred of these policies. But I guess the weight of the world lifted to an extent, but now it needs to deliver. It needs to be a scheme that's not generically looking like any other but being developed. These are unprecedented acts of, as Gavin Jennings said in his press conference, genocide of how our children were removed, how our people were disconnected, families were torn apart. This needs to consider a lot of different dynamics of how this actively and significantly disconnected Aboriginal families and tore them apart. So I think that's the key to these consultations, understanding what the cultural significance are of what's occurred and how we can adequately compensate our members of the Stolen Generation.
Does this decision give you hope in the success and the continuing value of working towards the treaty with this government, that you feel that there's a good relationship there to move forward with?
Undoubtedly. We've obviously had that conversation in our chamber with the Premier, the Minister at the time, and the Parliamentary Secretary for Treaty. They've listened, they've actioned it. I think they've shown a lot of goodwill and intent to work collaboratively in partnership with the Assembly towards treaty. We now have a new Minister in Gabrielle Williams who has, indicated to us how actively involved they want to be in, driving this partnership. So we're excited about what lays ahead for treaty for us. We're leading the nation on that front. Everyone's watching closely, and we've got a massive opportunity to change history and deliver what's never been done in this country. And we're confident in the partnership and the relationship we have with the current government in Victoria, on our way forward to delivering this.
Marcus Stewart, co-chair of the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria.